You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girls, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we back again with another fresh and hot episode for you, baby. Let us go ahead and talk to YouTube first with y'all sexy ass, because if you clicked on this video, you fine as fuck. Yeah. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Okay. Mm-hmm. Please go ahead and take your sexy ass finger and like this bitch. Okay. Go ahead and come in and just say hi. Also, hit that notification bell so you'll be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as tap that subscribe button so you can join our family. That's how you let us know that y'all really rock with us. Because if you don't tap that subscribe button and we don't see that notification that, you know what I'm saying, Johnny Taylor, then, you know what I'm saying, subscribe, you ain't rocking with us.
Johnny Taylor. Them last two dollars. I'm not gonna lose these last two dollars.
You ain't got no last $2 if, you know what I'm saying, you ain't tapped that damn subscribe button. Now, it is an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
How would you tell them?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on that Christmas list, on that naughty list, on that list that still owe you $5, but they ain't gave you that fucking $5. But then you see them buy some new damn shoes and they put it all on Facebook.
You mad, dog? Because it's like, you should have never told me you was going to give it back. Because I'm like, why my cash?
You just should have asked, can you have it instead of can you borrow it? Because when I see you got your new shoes, I'm thinking of my $5. You motherfucker. Them shoes look nice, though. But anyways, also in the description box, please go ahead and, you know, tap on them links. Because one of the links take you over to a podcast platforms. We're actually having a podcast that's audio as well, okay? YouTube, okay? You know what I'm saying? Okay? But everybody else who is listening through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what did I do? Yeah! What's up? How you doing with your sexy ass ears? Because you know what I'm saying? That's they listen
what it
to.
Is, ho.
What's up?
Oh, y'all listening to that damn podcast? Hey. I don't give it to him.
No, don't give it to him. Don't give it to him. But please go ahead and screenshot this and also put it on your social media. And hit the damn subscribe button on Spotify, iTunes, all of that too, okay? But now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode. Because I get the honor of introducing somebody that I hold near and dear to my heart, that I cherish, that I handle with fucking care, that I bubble wrap her when I send her somewhere else because I don't want nothing to happen to her. Hey, my Disney princess, how you doing, baby?
Hey!
Hey!
I'm a Disney princess.
You're a Disney princess. Hey, Disney princess. She got on Disney and
Bambi. Yeah. Did you know Bambi was a boy?
He was a whole boy.
Why would they do that, though?
I thought Bambi
Disney be doing some stuff. Bambi, whole boy.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, he a whole boy. That's all right, though. But Bambi sounds girly. But Bambi,
right.
Yeah, and he acted a little sweet. Oh, sorry.
And he got a little pink thing right there.
Yeah, but he was so cute.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? What's my high? What the fuck you on?
I don't know. I'm full. We just ate. She made some vegan spaghetti. I'm about to, you know how black folk be like, I'm sleepy. It was so good. Oh, my God.
Let's say.
It was spicy as hell, but it was good. But, you know, she the spice queen, so she gonna always put spice. It was really good. So, I'm feeling really full.
Me, too. We
I'm
both
feeling
are
ready.
Yes.
And I just can't wait to get home and eat my nothing but cake. This ain't sponsored, but they got this new flavor out called Peppermint Chocolate Chip, and it says Andes, like the Andes mint they give you at Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. Top tier. I been into that thing. I was like, ooh la la. Do you remember that song back in the day by Perfect Gentleman? Oh, it's so good. I've been on this sweets craving. Like, I hadn't been eating sweets like that. Like, I don't know if it's stress or because I'm working and I be tired, but I've been fucking up some sweets. So my goal is to not eat no sweets by my birthday. Like, effective in January, you know how we make a New Year's resolution. I pray I don't fuck up, but my goal is to, like, to cut out all sweets and see what I can do. Mm-hmm. Because I've been going hard in the paint like Carmelo. I need that. I be going hard on them sweets. But life is good. How are you?
Hold on. We going to go back to you. Because this length is lengthening. Look. Because listen, the way that it's right here, but then it's already touching down here. Let's talk. I said, hold on. I was just looking at you. Hold on.
Let's get into the locks, okay? So, as we all know, locks, they family, but they don't look alike. So, I have different ones. Like, this one is real, it's thin, but then you see his sister of her, she thick. You know, like, thick. But she a slim bitch. You know, like 6'3", but not look better than 6'3". But I'm saying, like, you see how they different? And so, as I'm learning to appreciate the process of it, it's like, I was having a moment where I was like, I'm finna cut this shit off. Because I was like, it's giving what it's supposed to give, but it ain't get, at first I was like, I just need it all to be, I'm very like OCD with certain shit. Like sometimes I'm not, but sometimes I'm like, I need it to match. But I realized that they grow on their own terms. Mm-hmm. So I have a favorite when you can't see it, it's up in there somewhere. But I'm just saying, yeah, the girls are growing. Mm-hmm. I just need it to grow. That's why I went black, because I want to take the color off of it, because I feel like I was feeling washed out. Mm. I didn't feel as pretty. As when I first had the orange and I transitioned to the red, I feel pretty. But then I was like, black has always been my first go-to. But I did color in red because she liked the red. And I'm like, well, my girl said she liked red. Let me go to red. But I really like black because black is beautiful in all forms. Hello? I say
black girl.
Yeah, so, yeah, they growing. They doing their own thing. Look, lynching.
Girl, I was like,
the last time y'all saw me, I was this and I had little hair like this. Why you ain't cut? Bitch. Hold on. Cause bring your ass to a bitch. Cause let me tell you something. Why you didn't say nothing to me when I was a roly poly old and had the little hair? I thought I was cute too, bitch. That little bitty pony. I look back at that picture. I said, "Oh my god, them hoes little." Little hair. That bitch trying to say the girl that don't like me. Can y'all believe it's a bitch out there that don't like me? Well, she don't like me. Whatever. And she probably said, "Little hair, fat ass hoe." Little hair ass. What I learned about that is, oh, what a year of difference makes. Mm-hmm. I said that on our previous podcast with Charleston, where she's at in her love life, you know what I'm saying, be with brother-in-law. But oh, what a difference makes as far as my hair, because I wouldn't have seen that my little lock would grow like that. I just was like, whatever. I was trusting the process, but I'm excited to see where it's going to go. I'm so indecisive, but this is the first time I ever not been indecisive.
Listen, I told her that. Because when she first told me she was getting locks, in my head, I'm like, the main person that's changed her mind so fast. Locks is a real commitment and a hard-ass decision. So I was scared of you getting locks. So I'm like, bitch, you like to change your mind. So I think that was the first step. Even, you know what I'm saying, people don't really know a lot, but as far as, like I said, when you changed it, I believe that started the journey of you even making harder decisions. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
My first decision I made on my own was getting a car that I chose on my own. Just I ain't asked nobody opinion, because I'm always calling, what you think? And if somebody say no, then I change my answer. But now that was the first step of me standing firm on me and my decision when I got my car. But then when I got these locks, you know, I wake up someone, I be like, because only so much you can do with them. But, you know, you get a sew in, you can curl it, you can crimp it, you can do something. I feel like hair is so sexy. Like, when you put it on a certain hairstyle. Because
these girls, they be getting sew-ins with their locks. Yeah. They braid them back.
Right. But I'm just trying to be, I'm only a year into the process. So, once I get in and they fully locked, then I'll try to transition to other stuff. But I really want to appreciate it from all that phases. Because if I don't love my hair from all phases, then I can't truly appreciate it. And that goes with me too. I need to appreciate myself in every
even the phase of my life.
When my bigger, I didn't realize that then, but like even now,
it ain't no, and I realized, you know what I'm saying? Because back then,
I thought I was a shit then, and but I was still like kind of set a hide it. But now I lost a lot of weight, but I picked up like a couple of more pounds because I've been stress eating. And I'm just like, shit, you still looking good, girl. Mm-hmm. You came a long way from where you were. So it's just learning to patience, because I'm very impatient. Because I be in the mirror sometimes, I be like, I can't do nothing else with it. And it's like I said, certain outfit, like when you curl your hair or you crimp it and you put your outfit on, I be like, damn, it just goes. Because certain hairstyles go with stuff. So I'm learning to rock my own little style with the locks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my Sideshow Bible, y'all know, the one that didn't like Bart on the Hamptons. I got that going on right now. And I be doing some wild shit. And sometimes I be like, what the fuck? But I'ma rock with it, okay? Because if I like it, who gives a fuck what you think? But y'all wrong, because y'all didn't say cousin. What that little girl was doing? But what that mouth do, though? Anyway. I'm telling you, sometimes your mouth just want to... Okay, that's off the subject. Back to you, Miss Pretty Girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, pretty.
Hey.
You looking cute in your pink.
Thank you. In my almost green. It's not green.
We're going to call it out, y'all. I said I wasn't going to do it, but fuck it. I was like, I'm going to give you a pass. But, cousins, look at this.
Oh! This is some bullshit. Right before the podcast, she told me.
I said, you good? I just had to. You are good, because it could have been more green. So it is more of a like aqua or whatever, like your walls, Tiffany. But it's, I mean, you walk in a fine line, but we look good in any color. And we can wear whatever. Motherfuckers wear red and white all the time, so we want to wear that. And then you like pink. It's up under your red favorite color. So red. And it looks good. It really looks good with your skin tone.
Thank you.
Yeah, but.
I have my blazers that is pink and, you know what I'm saying, like. Aqua, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so I be trying to find stuff to have both colors.
To make it
and so flow. We was at the mall and then I had found this. I was like, oh, I said, oh, that, because I think my boyfriend was like, that'll go good with your blaze, because I keep trying to find stuff to go. And I look, and then I said, but it looked kind of greenish. I said, oh, my sunrise again. And I was like, I said, it really, you know
okay.
What I'm saying?
Real talk, you really okay with it, because it's not.
Like the green
that for them or whatever. We love y'all though, but it look you good. I just want to call it and mess with it. But how are you?
I am doing. Listen, seriously, because I always tell y'all that I'm doing good, but I'm for real. I really be doing good.
Yeah,
like I promise you. Like I really just be. I've been more in a bubble. You know what I'm saying? Because like because of my relationship, not just saying it like that, but. Because when I was single, I was at everything with everybody. And, you know what I'm
Mingling,
you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I always just getting dressed and going somewhere. I have been enjoying being at home with
being
him.
Still.
And not doing nothing. And not, you know what I'm saying? Like, he be like, well, this shit. And not just getting up, doing nothing. Just And I love the fact that he just like me just in my regular, you know what I'm saying? Not, you know what I'm saying? He's my, you got to, you know what I'm saying, do all that for us to go out. He's my, you pretty like that. And I'm like...
And that's all that matters.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I know, but in my head, I'm like, nigga, I'm still finna, you know what I'm saying, get cute.
Because if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. But she always, like, when she step out, she ain't finna, if she run into Walmart or something, you might see her and catch because she's just going to come right back. But if she's going out to be sitting for a while, she gonna always, it may not be a full beat, but she gonna do something to make herself look pretty. Well, so, good. But let me tell you something. Now, my solitude is everything. Mm-hmm. And just being, and like you said, he your peace because y'all in the house. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, when we break, like, we weren't recording or whatever, and like, but when we weren't recording, I was working, like getting to the money, working both jobs, like put me on. But then the one day where I didn't do shit, like Saturday, I did absolutely nothing, and I tossed and turned in my bed because I was like, I'm so used to getting to my body, be like, put your clothes on, go to work, walk the dog, and I was laying there and I was like, what do I do? And I just was like, flip it. I finished my series of my show that I wanted to watch. I started a new one and I finished that today, and I was like, I really enjoy. Not doing much. Mm-hmm. So I told myself, even though I'm going to be off a week from my full-time job, I'm not going to tell my part-time to give me all them hours, because I'm really going to chill and just, like, get my rest and, like, clean my house and just get my rest. Or either I'm going to tell her, if I tell her put me on, I'm going to tell her put me on for, like, a few hours. Not a lot, but I said that to say I'd get it. Because you were, like, every time she was, I got to go to bed, but she was out. Because she enjoyed, like, being out, getting dressed up and going. Mm-hmm. But you don't realize how much you appreciate chilling. Until you chill.
I've been chilling.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
Like, I'm serious. Because I'm like, you know, everybody would, you know, be inviting me to certain stuff. And, or, you know what I'm saying? I find, like, I get certain emails and I'm like, I ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to be funny. I'm like, because I'm like, I'm just chilling with, you know what I'm saying, dude. And I'm like, we good. You know? So, I have been enjoying relaxing, just, you know
what
I'm saying?
But every now and again, you want a girl's night with your girl.
That part. Yeah. But I'm saying.
Well, like, being in the mix.
Yes.
Like mix,
I've been, you know what I'm saying? I was out in the streets. In the streets. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm enjoying being in the house.
Yeah. And I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she always in the house. Because she's like, and I'm always in the house. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. You ready for that first? Well, so now what?
When I first,
what? What you say that first word?
What was you going to say? What was you going to say? I don't know. Because you can say something. She got my nerves.
I miss my niece,
but
when little, she dressed me, and I'm like, stop.
I don't know what you're gonna say for real.
No, I thought, I don't know what I was. I would say, you said so. I don't know if you say, or you getting in the streets or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, we do for a girls, a me and you date.
Yes.
We are. Yep. And we will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Because you out, I think, the, maybe, go. I don't know, we'll figure it out. Because you out.
2 weeks.
Yeah, for, and I'll be out a week. So we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. We better go somewhere for real.
No, it's for real, for real.
For real, for real.
For real.
Are you out next week?
Yeah.
Okay. The Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday
let
or
me
something.
See, let me see. She put the work schedule. Oh, yeah. She put the work schedule out Monday. Mm-hmm. So, when she put the work schedule out, then I'll link with you.
Okay.
Yeah, because cool. I don't know. She going to schedule. I didn't tell her I was off, so she's not going to schedule me during the day. Mm-hmm. She's going to do me at night. So, I'm just going to keep it at night because I don't have to get up early for work. My full time the next day, so mm-hmm. I'm going
to
keep it.
Can we go
in.
To the vegan restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
And then, y'all, let me tell y'all about thieves. People be stealing. That's all I'm going to say. People be stealing, dog. And this lady was so rude. Can I tell a story real quick?
Yeah.
Well, I tell it once. Oh, we'll do
okay,
it.
Okay.
I'll tell it. Can we get into this topic?
But then. Okay, yeah, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and jump to our first topic. Our first topic is gifting your girl the same gift as your ex. How would you feel? What are your thoughts? So, if you had a man, right? Last Christmas, he was with somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. And he gave her some Chanel perfume. Because he liked the smell of this Chanel perfume. And now, you know what I'm saying? They broke up. And now, he's with you. And now, he gift you the same perfume. What are your thoughts? How would you handle it? Like,
and I know that he gifted that to her. Hmm? I know that he gifted her that
pleasure. Just say, like... Yeah,
because you know you have conversations with your ex mm-hmm. and y'all be talking. He be like, "Yeah, I bought her ice body. He bought her some Chanel perfume." Mm-hmm. Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
Okay. First, let's give this disclaimer. I fucking hate the way Chanel perfume smell. So if he buy me that shit, I'm gonna have an attitude. I'm gonna be like, "Thank you." Off top, because
I'm just saying it.
I'm being funny. Okay. So gifting your girl the same as your ex. Okay. Let me say this, and I'm jumping to what I'm gonna say. In life, you get in relationships. Girls are girls. You buy them perfume. You buy them rings. You buy them all this. It's inevitable. It's what a relationship do. You know, you're bound to spend a block on some of the shit you did in the past relationship because that's what you do. But gifting me the same thing you got her is a problem. Out of all the shit in the world, you could. Why you buy me the same thing you bought her? No. I don't think that's cool. Because if you bought her Chanel perfume, then buy me some sneakers. Because, you know, I like sneakers. Or buy me some accessories. Because I like accessories. Don't give me no damn Chanel perfume. Because, for one, I'll be like, why? Cause, and I'm going to call you out on it. Because I'm like, why would you give me... And I don't want to start an argument because I'm out of my argument days. But I'm going to ask you. I'm going to say, you don't remember you told me that you bought old girl this Chanel perfume? Did you take it back from her? It can start a whole bunch of extra shit. So, for me, don't give me no shit like that. Because when I gift, I'm thoughtful. I think about the person and I be like, do they, I think about, I'm not finna, if I got old dude some cologne last year, maybe I'll give it to you in a few years some cologne because colognes are just a random gift of cologne, mm-hmm. but it won't be for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It will be something totally different because you are not him. And I wouldn't do that. And you may not even know that I got him cologne, but it'll be my conscience. Like, why you get that boy the same thing you got the other boy? And it's something different. It's a new situation. I'd rather not. Because, bitch, I don't want you to treat me the way you treated her. Especially if it was bad. Don't. I ain't her. So, do everything different with me. Don't give me no goddamn Chanel perfume. And don't give me none of that. Shit, don't give me no fucking Chanel perfume. Better yet, just give me some money. Don't give me no Chanel perfume. Bitch, because I don't like no fucking Chanel perfume.
You heard.
But, no, I'm fucking around. But, no, I will be upset. Because you didn't put no thought into it. You just did the same shit. You did. It's a repeat of what you did last year. Absolutely not. Mm. I'm not with that. That's just me, though, because I'm off. But I don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. What you think?
So, for me, one thing is a catch 22 with me. Okay? I like what you said about the give it to me another time. This is the reason that I say that. So, certain smells, for me, I love them, right? You know what I'm saying? Where I'm like, I love to smell it on a man, right? So even though, you know what I'm saying, I probably wouldn't gift it. Just like if I like this, you know, Dolce, you know what I'm saying?
Gabbana,
you know what I'm saying? Cologne, right? You know, mm-hmm. And my ex used to wear it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that fucking smell. You know what I'm saying? It's just a certain scent that turns me on as a human. You know,
yeah, everybody has because you humans. Like that, yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying? So even though you would gift it to your, you know what I'm saying, your new mate, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel it's a problem. It's because that's what he, they probably smell is, it had nothing to probably do with her. It's just a certain smell that, you know what I'm saying? Like he loved to smell it on a woman. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like some heels, where it's, you know what I'm saying? Like certain open toe shoes. He probably like, I love that on women. And I'm going, you know what I'm saying?
He want to see you in it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Like he's gifting you something that he loves. You know what I'm saying? Now, for as just like just gifting it to me, just like on a random Tuesday. You get what I'm saying? The reason I said that's why I said it's cash on the two. You can give me that same perfume. I'm not tripping. If I like the smell of it,
yeah.
And if that's what you really like the smell on women,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I just as long as it's not a memory attached to your ex, where it's like I love her smelling like this, and I, you know what I'm saying? No, but it's like damn, I like men smelling like this.
Yeah,
that's a difference for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can give me that,
that
if that's
sense.
Something that you, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. Like us as human beings, like I can love corn.
Yeah,
I can love certain things. You know, taste buds are different, so it's like I just like this. Even though I'm not with this person no more, I still want to smell that. When yeah. my woman come in the room, I still like that, that damn Chanel. You know what I'm saying? I still want to smell that. You know what I'm yeah. saying? So I get that.
Yeah.
You can gift that to me on a Tuesday. Okay?
Yeah.
When it comes to special dates, anniversaries, birthday, you know what I'm saying? Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? I don't expect you to give me the same gift that you got.
That's the problem.
Exactly. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I'm more of a put a thought into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me something custom. Because some of the stuff that I gave, you know what I'm saying, I got for my, you know what I'm saying, my dude is something custom. Versus something that it's not
he
like somebody else.
Buy.
You know what I'm saying? He can't go and buy no stuff like this. So, but I do know, and the reason this is a topic, because women, we do custom stuff and thoughtful stuff and stuff like that. Most men, they just, if Christmas is on the 25th, they go shopping on the 24th if the store's open.
Yeah, dude.
You get what I'm saying? Or they'll go shopping on the 20th. You know what I'm saying? Like, that they'll, it's quick where it's like, they don't really put thoughts in it. It's like a, you know what I'm saying, perfume, purse, or, you know what I'm saying, shoes. You know what I'm saying? They give, like, the same
that
type
that
of
stuff
gifts.
You, that stuff that you regularly get.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. That, but most, if we can be honest, most men give the same thing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Purse,
perfume for sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things that men, it's just normal stuff that they gift, and it's just like, where you like, damn, we need to put my thought in. You know what
they
I'm saying?
They just don't think like that.
They don't think like that. Us, we like, no, I want to give him, you know, something that he
know,
ain't written.
Yeah,
you know what
I
know I'm saying?
He said he was little, he liked the way this looked.
Right.
At the carnival, you go find some shit that
reminds
yeah.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? So, I do understand, like I said, it's the difference between the way women are wired and men are wired with gifts. You rarely get a man where it's like, oh, I want to gift her something, like I said, from childhood that she was telling me that her daddy did or something like that. This, you know what I'm saying? You hit the jackpot if you get a man. You know what I'm saying? This won't want to do some custom stuff like that.
Yeah.
That shit is rare. So if women watching, I would say don't get mad at him like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing of, you know what I'm saying, thank God that he got you something. You know what I'm saying? Not saying like that. Should he be doing some custom shit? Hell yeah, we want that. You know what I'm saying? We want it. But however,
they don't think like that.
And so I don't think for me, it wouldn't be a major problem for me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I just don't want you to, like I said, I just don't want you to give me that same perfume that you got her for Christmas or my birthday, because it's special.
Special
and you
could
think of something else. But like I said, any other day, buy me perfume. I love smelling good. If I don't like the Chanel, I'm going to have you to return it because I don't like the smell of Chanel. Like, that don't work well with my chemistry. I don't think you're going to like the way that smell on me, even though you like the smell of that, because it don't work with everybody's body.
Mm-hmm.
I know it don't smell good on me. But I'm just saying, like, do not give me that shit for Christmas, because first I'm going to remember you told me that you got her the shit for Christmas, and my first antenna going to be like, why the fuck would you give me what you got her for Christmas? If you gave it to me on a Monday, or it's like she said, Tuesday, I ain't going to be thinking, oh, he bought that bitch that perfume. Mm-hmm. No, because I'm like, you just got me some perfume because, like she said, he want to smell it. Because you got me, like, for example, me and like white toes. Mm-hmm. They want to see white toes all
so
the time.
So he probably could have paid her to go to get a pedicure, white toes, and now they're not together. And he paid because it's just something that he likes.
And I had to come to terms with that because my friend liked white toes. But I'm like, I feel like you done told other bitches to do that. But that was when I was in a place of not healed. Yeah. And I was like, but now I was like, I wear a white toe, but because it get dirty fast, I'm a colorful girl. I don't know if y'all be noticing, I wear any color. But, you know, sometimes I throw the white on there just for the aesthetics of him. Mm-hmm. But it's like they do be liking, like,
because there's certain things like
certain hairstyles,
exactly.
Certain
listen,
parts,
that's what I'm saying. Because I'm thinking about my dude, and I'm thinking, like, so you know, because he's not from Texas, he's from, you know, what I'm saying, North Carolina. So, you know, they wear their hats, you know, to the front. I'm a Texas girl, I love to see a man with his hat to the back. This ain't got nothing to do with none of my exes,
it's just
how I like. So, you know, what I'm saying, sometimes he'll be looking at me. And I turn his hat to the back because I love how he do that. You know what I'm saying? But it had nothing to do with my ex. It had something to do with that.
What you like
I just
to see.
Like to see that. So it's certain, you know what I'm saying, certain things that I would like to see that I probably would, you know what I'm saying? Or it's just certain smells that I want to smell. It has nothing to do with the ex.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I'm saying, us as human beings, we are a creature habit. You know what I'm saying? So it's certain things that catches your eye. You know what I'm saying? That's your taste bud. That's my style. That's like, and I'm like, I know I got that cologne for him, but damn, I like that smell. It had nothing. I ain't think about him when I smell it. I'm just thinking about that. You smell good when
smell
you pass
stuff,
me.
When I smell certain colognes, I don't give a damn who wore it. I want you to wear
it. I want you to wear
it. I can't even remember what the last nigga wore. But he smelled
good.
I don't
give a fuck about
him. He smelled good, though. Like, he stays smelling good. But it's like I said, it's inevitable. Relationship is going to be, you're going to spend a block with a whole bunch of stuff. It's just on special days like that. Don't be a jerk or an ass and gift her the same thing like you did her during that special time. Just do it on another occasion. Just to keep the bullshit down.
Yeah. So men, if you are watching, it's the holiday season, okay? We know this is gonna come out after Christmas, but we just want you to know, if you like, you know, certain things that you gave your ex, it's fine since you can give it to your, you know what I'm saying, new girl. Hold on, let me say this. Some women probably don't like that. They probably only want it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it matters how he healed.
The
or something.
Old me,
you know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't have wanted the shit at all. Because, you know, I don't want something like that, bitch. But
yeah,
the new me is like, run it.
Because it's not. Because again, like I said, different body chemistry is not going to smell the same
on me
anyway. You know
her.
What I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, and then my thing is like, I'm rocking better than her anyway. Give me the same shit.
Bloop.
You know what I'm saying?
Bloop.
You feel me? You know, so, but however, it all depends on your woman, okay? But on special dates, give them something that's a little more thoughtful. You know what I'm saying? So if she said she wanted certain things, like one day, you know what I'm saying? Damn, remember that. Take a note, put a note in your damn phone or something. Like, damn, she did say she wanted them roses. She did say she wanted that shoe, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, and then give it to her. You know what I'm saying? So on special dates, give her something that you have not given or ex. You know, so they ex. So, yeah. But
that's all.
You too. We finna go, okay? Because we only give y'all half of the episode, okay? So please go ahead and go to a, you know, some podcast platform and listen at the rest of this, because we got much more to be talk about, but we only give y'all half, okay? So YouTube, guess what? We have now everybody else who is still listening. As far as like I said, our gift giving. Women are always more thoughtful in doing custom stuff, things like that that they haven't given, you know what I'm saying, another person. And men, it is a little more struggle, you know, and it's like pulling teeth to certain men where I don't care. You could be with them for years and you like, I need for you to, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's about the training your man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The first probably couple years, this could be a struggle, bro. You know what I'm saying? I love the fact, I told y'all previously, I think on last, that my man called Kiki, you know what I'm saying? Get somebody opinion. You know what I'm saying? I know he was at shopping when he said that. I'm like, hell yeah, shit, she know me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you, because like I said, I'm like, he told said you.
Mm-hmm.
He say nobody. He said he kind of said to Kiki. The kind of like,
my dog.
I'm like, come on, Kiki. You know what I'm saying? And so, but yeah, even if you have to call they friend, you know what I'm saying? Call their sister, whoever. You know what I'm saying? Just
Somebody put some type
of thought into it.
Yeah, to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an idea because I really want to make a smile or something like that. That's good.
Yeah,
you want them type of men in your life.
Yeah.
And females too, because some men have women who ain't thoughtful. She'll go and buy them the same shit. She don't put no thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to be them, huh?
Yeah. Because some, it is, you know what I'm saying, I would say majority of women do, but then some women, it you know what I'm saying, on that bullshit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I'm saying, listen, my thing is, whoever that you with and love, just show them that, and it does not cost a lot of money. You nope. don't, you know what I'm saying? You probably spend $100 on that Chanel perfume. If you probably would have got her that favorite Bath & Body Works spray, she probably would have been jumping through the fucking roof. Yeah. So it's all about learning who your spouse is,
yeah.
and, you know what I'm saying, learning what really puts a smile on their face instead of spending, you know what I'm saying, because you can spend $500 on a gift that she probably don't like,
yeah.
and spend $50 on a gift, and she probably, you know what I'm saying, love you fucking forever yeah. for that gift, you know what yeah. I'm saying? So it's about learning about, you know what I'm saying, somebody and what actually, you know what I'm saying, makes them glow.
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally.
You got something else you want to say about that?
Nope.
So we're going to go ahead and jump into our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on one of our social media accounts.
Okay. The letter says, hey, cuz.
I'm sorry.
Bless you.
Oh, Lord. Ooh.
The letter says, hey, cuz.
I couldn't hold it.
Because it said, hey, cousins, I miss y'all. Like, I hope y'all get this letter. Y'all lift me up when I'm down, and Lord knows when we need more of that in the world. So I need y'all's help. I overheard my boyfriend telling his sister that he hates the way I dress. He said he wished I dressed like his ex used to. And I'm so pissed off, but don't know how to approach him because I was ear hustling. I'm so hurt and, like, I don't know what to do.
Whoa. Damn, that's kind of in line with what we were just saying about.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
The gift giving.
Mm. You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's up, cousin? What it do, girl? Damn, that's hard because you can't say shit.
Can't say nothing.
Because you was ear hustling. You know what I'm saying? But however, you got to put it in a way that, like, you wasn't ear hustling. Like, say some shit. Like, put on outfit. Walking around, be like, babe, what you think about this? See how his body, if you know what I'm saying, because you know he hate it, but then you can, you know, spark up something like, oh, so you don't like the way I dress? You know what I'm saying? But spark up something like that so you have a way to say what you want to say, introduce, you know what I'm saying, to bring up the topic.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you still can't say that, you know what I'm saying, about the ex. Now, let me say this. Cousin, you probably can't dress to him. You know, so everybody's fashion tips. I mean, everybody's fashion style is different for different people. Some people probably be like, oh, my girl, the flyest thing ever. And then you give it somebody else and be like, I hate the way that she dressed.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So everything is not for everybody. He probably love your fucking guts, but it is certain things. Like I said, people have different taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
So just because, you know what I'm saying, you could be a girl who like, you know what I'm saying, J's and all such shit. He probably like a woman that wear heels all the time. So it's like, not that you don't probably not dress, you just don't, you're not just the dress that he likes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, however, and I'm saying this because I love you, okay? Because he said that and you was ear hustling, don't take that to heart.
Because he was saying, you know what I'm saying, in a private conversation.
He was saying in a private conversation, but however, that is knowledge for you. Meaning that, let me say this, I dress how I want to dress now, but if my man say that he like, you know, certain things, guess what? I'm going to start incorporating those certain things. Just like in the bedroom, like I said, communicate and ask your man, because you could be do sloppy head. This new man probably don't like no spit. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? It's all about adjusting. So if he be like, damn, I really like you in red clothes something.
Buy some red clothes. Don't say change a whole wardrobe, yeah,
It's compromising for whoever that you're with. You know what I'm saying? So because you was, you know what I'm saying, you got that bit of information that you know now. Ask your man, you know what I'm saying? Be like, babe, you know what I'm saying? Like, for my birthday, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Can you buy me something that you want to see me in? You know, can mm-hmm. you know, like, it's certain things like that. So, because he want to see you certain things, ask him to, you know what I'm saying, buy the things that you, you know what I'm saying, you want to see me in. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or ask his opinion. Like, cause I'm all about hurt my feelings. Because I want you to really tell me how you feel instead of holding it. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm up here thinking I look cute in this mirror. And we going out and you look like, I hate a fucking outfit. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's like, be honest. So, you know what I'm saying? Be like, damn, this is what you do. You put on an outfit, be like, babe, what should I add on or take off to really make it pop? Send shirts, certain stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, to get his real opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, like I said, that you probably was cute. There's probably nothing wrong with you wearing. He probably just like a certain type of style. So you don't have to wear his style all the time. But because of compromise and this is your spouse, I'm dressing up for him. I, you know, everybody can be like, oh, girl, you cute. But if the main one that I love don't feel that, it's a problem. So for me, you know what I'm saying? Ask your spouse, what do he really like? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would even, like, we just lay in the bed and I'd be scrolling, be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Scrolling through some fashion stuff, like, on, like, one of these boutiques and, babe, you like that? You know what I'm saying? And see, like, really what he's into and get into it.
Right. I agree. I think what cousin, hey cousin, I really hate you ear hustle. Because even though, like, the advice Charlsa gave you is a good pointer to get the conversation started as to how he'd like you to dress, I know you ain't gonna, I hope that you don't hold on to the fact that he said he wants you to dress like his ex.
And it probably has nothing to do with his ex. It's just like, what he likes.
That's what I'm saying. I was just going to say that, too. I'm like, he may not be saying that he, like, her missed the way she dressed, like, for him, but just her style of dress. Because, you know, give or take, bitches be dressing. You know what I'm saying? It might be like, damn, she fly, like Charlsa said. It may be the way the outfit is put on. So, I agree with Charlsa. Ask to be like, what I can add to this, what I can't. Or, why don't you dress me for a day? So I can see what type of swag you got and what you like to see me in. Or you can be joking, be like, you know what? I realize when I be looking cute and throw my outfit on, you don't never tell me you like my outfit. What, you think I can't dress or something? And bust out laughing. Mm-hmm. But if he say, don't get mad. Be like, damn, you could have been on something. You know, make mm-hmm. it a joke. And then be like, okay, well, what do you want to see me in? And be like, I can compromise because I like the way I dress. You don't change yourself for what you like for mm-hmm. somebody. But like she said, incorporate those things because... Of course, you want your man to always stay attracted to you, and you want to appease his eye. Just like if you cook the meal for him, and he say he really didn't like it because it don't taste like his mama, and you try to tweak it to figure out how to make it taste good. Same difference. It's just, it sucks he said the ex, but he was talking to his sister, and she probably like, well, how you like her to dress? And he probably like, you know, you remember how Sharon used to dress, you know, that type mm-hmm. of vibe like that, or something like that. That's probably what he meant. That's what we think. That's what he meant. Mm-hmm. He didn't mean he liked that bitch cousin. He was just saying he like, you know, on that style, like dress. I don't know if she a heel rocking girl or she a sneaker rocking girl. And see, that's with me. I don't wear heels because my feet so small. Mm-hmm. And because my feet are so small, I never buy them. So it's like, even if I bought a pair of heels, which I probably fly some heels because I look good and whatever I put on. Okay. But I'm just saying I wouldn't know how to walk in it, which will make the whole experience and whole aesthetics of it terrible because I'd be walking like a fucking giraffe that was just born. But if I got a man that like heels, when the winter come, I can rock some boots because I can walk in some boots. I put some boots on with a heel. Mm-hmm. But in the summertime, I can't because I'm not finna embarrass you and be walking like that because I would learn how to walk in them. I try, but it's not my thing though. I don't, it ain't my thing, but most dudes don't mind. If you get a dude who don't mind. But I'm just saying, just add a little something in there for him. You know,
I like what she said. The main thing is, like you said, about the cooking. You probably can cook your ass off to certain people. Just like the spaghetti we just had was good as fuck to us.
Yeah, but somebody else probably like,
that's too spicy. Too spicy. You get what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's about adjusting to their taste buds. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, don't put the same season out, but probably now you probably pull back on some of the cayenne pepper. You know what I'm saying?
I don't fucking like ranch dressing, but motherfuckers fuck that shit up. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean that I'm be like, okay, well, that's for you. It ain't for me, but you know what I'm saying? Compromise. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, just yep. like what you like. He likes what he like. I'm pretty sure it might be something about him. You're like, damn, I wish you know, just make it fun when you sell him. Be like, dress me for a day. Be like, I want to switch my swag up. I'm going to see what you got for him. You know, mm-hmm. just make it fun like that.
Yeah,
because you know?
People always would, it's a lot of people who, and I be saying this shit from a heel place. Because some people be like, hell nah, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? You don't like the way I dress, damn, and you really fuck. But yeah. It's like, damn, he's, again, we two separate people. He's not going to like everything about you. Just because I'm with you, just because we're my man, I don't like everything about him. You know what I'm saying? It's something he probably don't like about. It ain't a problem. He don't. You know what I'm saying? Not going to like everything about me. So it's about, like I said, understanding what your partner likes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And again, I'm dressing up. But I'm not dressing up for everybody else. Because all they compliments don't matter. You know what I'm saying? When I was single, I really didn't care about no compliments, period. But I'm saying now, the main compliment that I want is from my man.
Yeah.
I don't care that 10 men told me I looked cute in this outfit. I don't care about that. I want to know what he thinks. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm with him.
Of course, you already feel cute yourself. But to hear your man say you look good, it's like the cherry on the sundae.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you like cherries or the hot fudge or whatever. But cousin, you got this. Like we said, try to incorporate it, make it fun. I'm pretty sure he didn't mean no harm because at least he was talking to his sister and not his homeboy or some shit like that. You know, it was just him venting to his sister. You never know what it was, but just ask him, like, dress me for a day. Go pick my outfit out, what you want me to wear today. or go buy me some.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get with somebody, that's me. Anytime I get with somebody, I'm going to always buy you what I want to see you in anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always buying clothes, period. I'm going to buy you what mm-hmm. I want to see you in. So, even if that wasn't in your closet, I'm going to add it. Now. Because now, that's what I want to see you Facts. In, period. So, your man should have been buying you shit that he wants to see you in. Okay? So, let me go ahead and say that. Okay, I'm sorry. But we're going to go ahead and jump to our next topic.
Yes.
Our next topic is that it was something that I sent to Kiki on from Instagram. It was saying that fellas... They said, fellas, some of y'all own friend be liking your girl more than you do.
Real talk. And it's crazy that you say that because I don't get out. I'm in sight.
You know, you in sight?
Sight. Like Beyonce said, in sight. But I watch a lot of movies. And damn near every movie I watch is always one homeboy that be sweet on the, like, especially if the boyfriend ain't doing what he's supposed mm-hmm. to, treating the girl right. You got that one homeboy who see the potential and see what it is and always be like, she a vibe. Why you don't know it? I don't know. That's true. I fucking 1,000% agree with that. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, let me say this. When you got with your girl, you know what I'm saying? Something about her that intrigued you already. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And more than likely, that homeboy see you probably cheating on her mm-hmm. all the time. And he probably single. And he come around, just said like he come around to the house and he see that she cooking and cleaning. And she, you know what I'm saying, she write to you. He's from the outside seeing all the goodness that they woman is to you. And he see also the bad that you do to her. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because your friend, he hear y'all conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because you probably vent to be like, yeah, I'm over here talking to Keisha, her fat ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever. You know.
Say that again.
You know what I'm saying? About Keisha, you know what I'm saying? She got the fat ass. Something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's up here saying, damn, you know. Because now more than like, he probably ain't going to say it to his homeboy. Because they probably ain't going to say it. But he probably like, damn, why ain't he good to Kiki? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, Kiki a good-ass fucking woman. And it's something that he's on the outside seeing, like, damn, if I had a Kiki, I'd be doing so damn good. So I wouldn't be out here acting like my homeboy up here looking at Keisha fat ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here, mm-hmm. you know, so it's always, they had them cousins, them homeboys out there that be wanting your fucking girl because they see Huck being so fucking good and loyal and respecting and all of that to you. Mm-hmm. But it be something that you as a fucking dumb, and it's only the dumbass men. We not talking about all of y'all.
Not all of y'all.
We talking about some of the ones, you know what I'm saying, who is, you know, just fucked up and cheaters and, you know, and all this other shit. Where they'll have that good fucking woman, but then they'll still just be on some dumb shit. But yeah. They'll have their homeboy who probably is a good, you know what I'm saying, partner. And he probably like, damn.
But even the partners who the same type of nigga you are.
That part. Because
they
yep.
be sitting back looking like, you said all this shit about Charleston, but I don't see that. And like, I'm over in Majority because, you know, the partners that stick mm-hmm. with them, they see him be like, and you complain about that. Or when they see him cheating, they be like, this nigga, her dumb. Mm-hmm. Plenty of times. And that's why when you got them ones and that other partner be real nice to you, they friend get mad because they like, what the fuck you being not? Yeah, mm-hmm. I experienced that. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like you said, because the main thing is if they are the same, no matter fucking what, a good woman is a good woman across the board.
Across the board.
Across the fucking across board. The so, board. Even, I don't give a fuck. Even if, you know what I'm saying, they'll probably give her and still cheat on her and do all this other shit, he still like her ass. Because he still see that she's a good fucking woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, man, nah. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what he's saying. What about her? You know, because when you're in a relationship, it always be some shit that you can complain about and all mm-hmm. that shit. But no matter fucking what, he probably even got a girlfriend and probably be like, damn, my girlfriend don't even be in there, you know what I'm saying, cooking for me.
Yeah.
Damn, my girlfriend don't even be, you know what I'm saying? Damn, she wash her clothes too. Damn, she, you know what I'm saying? She do it. Damn. You know what I'm saying? So he's still going to see the goodness in her, no matter, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you can't never hide no goodness in people when you, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when it's evident, you know what I'm saying, when you're just around them, you know, and even in the shit that his homie probably complained about, he probably be like, I wish I would complain about that, because Sharon over here, she up here stole the money, mm-hmm. she probably, you know, DM two of my homeboys or whatever, and he looking, you know what I'm saying, probably in, you know what I'm saying, in jealousy, like, damn, But Kiki ass don't be putting, you know what I'm saying, Roddy through none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would. So it is always that homeboy that is go.
It's slightly, always that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, yep. It's just point blank period like that. Like, and then it's also because they saw, you know what I'm saying, probably when y'all got together, they saw, you know what I'm saying, how he probably transitioned to, you know what I'm saying, how he was or whatever it is, he's just still saw, you know what I'm saying, the goodness in that woman.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Y'all fellas, y'all better tighten up.
Yeah, seriously.
Because you got some girls who will leave you for your partner.
Yeah.
And the partner be willing to risk it all and lose the friendship for that good woman, so you better tighten up.
Okay, listen, so would you ever, you with, you know what I'm saying, Rodney, right? Mm-hmm. Rodney been cheating on you, disrespecting you, you know what I'm saying? But then his homeboy, DJ, you know what I'm saying, really is a good ass fucking dude. You would leave Rodney for DJ?
You said in the last podcast, yeah, you said you got to live in the moment.
Oh, shit. Tomorrow ain't promise.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit.
Niggas do this shit every day, B.
They do it every day, B.
His loyalty is to his. My loyalty to you went out the window when you started cheating and disrespecting me. So now it's time for me to.
You gonna fuck with DJ?
Like a motherfucker.
Ooh, shit.
If DJ willing, I'm ready.
Ooh.
I'm not even fucking lying. I'm not even hostile. Yeah. I'm on some real shit.
And you know what? And I'm a savage and I wouldn't do it.
I will.
I am shocked. I'm over happy for you, but I'm over shocked.
Yeah, the old me wouldn't. I'm like, no. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure DJ.
That mean you and your savage bag,
I'm pretty sure DJ and Rodney ain't going to be friends no more.
Oh, not they ain't.
So that's fine. No. I don't got to see Rodney no more, so yeah. I can start a new chapter with DJ.
Oh, ain't that about it, girl? This, you is probably shocking me and everybody that's listening to this podcast.
I mean, what's the problem? Niggas do
it all the time. This bitch is sad, the silly squad. Do y'all hear this bitch?
No, I'm serious. Like, what's the problem?
Listen. Because I knew when I said that, I just knew. Let me say this. You know, I'm like, I would bet money that she would have said no. I am shocked.
Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm just like, if you don't give a fuck, why should I? Why, my loyalty ends when you start cheating on me. That's his friend. I can't do that. Why not? It's free game. If the homeboy don't respect their friendship, why should I?
Oh, shit.
Because he didn't respect our relationship. It would have been different if I was fucking on DJ while I was fucking with Rodney because I was in a vulnerable space. Yeah. But when I dumped Rodney ass and DJ swang through and want to holler, absolutely.
Oh,
especially if DJ a good nigga and he look good.
Ooh.
So, I see it all the time and it's worked out for people.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be one of those people. I'm joining that
number. Listen, I ain't mad at you. As savage as I am, and even, you know, I'm single, you know, I'm after. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But, ooh, I probably could. Now, mind you, now, you know, I didn't, you know.
Yeah, I know.
With, you know.
But, what I cannot do is be still going with Rodney, even though he cheating on me and saying that's my man and fucking his partner. Mm-hmm. Now that ain't me.
Yeah, but I'm saying after Rodney,
ass.
Yeah, I'm gotcha.
Spin the block. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
I spin the block.
Yeah, see, I got what you're saying.
I spin the
but
block.
But I'm still that. I ain't mad at you. Now you listen. You on some grown woman type shit.
Because
I'm saying that to say because with me. I'm so fucking loyal that even when I'm not with you, I still wouldn't do you like that. You know what I'm saying? And I listen, but and the fact that I shouldn't still be that loyal because I'm not with
healed.
You get
not
what I'm saying?
You're not healed.
No, but you get what I'm saying? Because I'm not with you, so I don't owe you any loyalty. But you know what I'm saying? It's only because I'm probably you know what I'm saying? You break up with me, then you go fuck with my friend, I'm killing both of y'all ass.
Well, see,
you get what I'm saying?
And I get it, but I understand that. But yeah. I don't care. Because
if my nigga
break up with me and go fuck with my homegirl, bitch, fuck you. I ain't got to kill you. That's y'all trifling ass. I know I was a good friend of you, and I was a good bitch to you.
I wouldn't care, but I still got to kill you.
Yeah, I know.
If
she was fucking on him while we was together, I would kill you.
My ex, I ain't probably going to kill him. I'm killing homegirl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give a fuck about it. I ain't gonna really kill him. But you got to fit his hands.
I don't even know if I do that because, bitch, I don't care. Like, I think I'm just like, my feelings will be hurt, but like, wow. But, bitch, I'm not finna give you my energy on it. Like, I feel like I should beat your ass because you deserve that. But, bitch, your ass whooping gonna be life without me. It might not seem like it.
Come on, life without you.
It might not seem like it, but it will because, bitch, you tried. If you fuck with him, like, after the week. I just ain't gonna fuck with you no more. I think that's where I'm at with it. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, mm-mm. But definitely, like, the old me would have been like, no, because it ain't, you know, you don't do shit like that. But I'm just like, shit, you don't deserve my loyalty. So why the fuck do I care? Mm-hmm. Why do I care? You didn't care about me at all when you was cheating on me, when you was steady doing all this, and when you're doing all that. And if I'm at the grocery store and running to Rodney, and Rodney looking nice and he's singing with his changed numbers. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh. It's free game. You heard him? No, come on, DJ, because Rodney was your ex. DJ, I'm going to need you to holler at Kiki, okay?
I'm being so for real.
I feel you. I ain't mad at you. So my nigga, at least I'm looking at you as a proud mama for real. I'm like, my nigga in that savage bag. I love you.
Don't let your homeboys get close to me.
Ooh, wee. No. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real.
Epicina for real. I'm very loyal when I'm with you. I ain't finna fuck on your homeboy. I don't even look at your homeboy like that. But if we break up and I run into you, DJ, why not? Bitch, I don't fuck with Rodney no more. And I don't if him and Rodney still friends after we break up, after they break up, and he come and holler at me, and he end up telling Rodney, dog, I ran into Kiki. I got a number. I want to talk to him. That's between him and Rodney. Got nothing to do with me.
Oh, bunted ass bitch.
I'm definitely spending a block with DJ.
DJ probably got bigger dick and DJ. More money and all that shit.
But DJ, if it don't work out with DJ, then maybe they got another homeboy named Rick. Ah! What's up, Rick? No, I'll just play. But I would definitely talk to DJ. That's where I'm at with it. Fuck it, I don't care. Yeah. Life is too short to sit around and be like, oh, you friends when he was friends with my... Now, if me and Rodney broke up and it was just some shit where he and I were like, this ain't working. We just ain't for each other. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't a dog-ass nigga and we just split ways amicably. Mm-hmm. Then hell nah, I ain't talking to DJ because you didn't do nothing to me to make me want to feel like I don't have no respect for you like that. If the respect ain't lost because we broke up, cool. But if you after hurting me and doing all that and I leave you alone because you did me dirty, this ain't no revenge type shit because I'm not even thinking about you. It's free game because your partner approached me. Mm-hmm. Now, if y'all got a bet going on, I don't know. But if Rodney and I broke up and it was nice and it was a clean breakup, then no, DJ, I'm sorry, boo. I ain't doing Rodney like that. I don't fuck with him, but no. But if Rodney dialed me up, DJ, what that man do?
What that man do? What that man do? Yeah. Well, Silly Squad, y'all know what time it is. Rando, rando, rando. We got something rando for you. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you.
Random. Why or is it considered people are in a movie but they're on TV? What's the difference? Like, oh, she in that movie, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Oh, she on that show Young and the Restless. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In and on. You know what I'm saying? What's
something that about? Think about. Something to think about. Because
you're like, oh, she on that show.
Because it's like, damn, the dick was in your mouth, but he came on you.
He come to me.
Ooh, my nigga! We named this Savage Mouth. Shit, what the fuck?
What that mouth
what
do?
What the mouth do? What that mouth do?
What's your random?
My random is, I realized that I got a bougie-ass boyfriend.
What you mean?
Listen, so I had to go get something for my mama, right? Mm-hmm. So he was riding with me. Mm-hmm. My man is from the suburbs. I'm from the projects, okay? Yeah. Y'all know this. We going through South Dallas to get to my mama's house. My man looks out the window and it's two men out there and they playing dominoes. He said, he was on the phone with his partner. He said, oh yeah, my baby got me in the hood because I see two men outside, they playing dominoes. Bitch, when I tell you, I could not stop laughing because I'm like, I said, ooh, he really not from the hood. Yeah,
so he ain't never seen people outside playing
dominoes. He don't see people outside playing dominoes. Yeah. I said, poor baby. Like, I said, I'm from the hood. I said, I'm from the projects. Like, he's from the suburbs, so he, you know what I'm saying, none of that.
Yeah.
But it was cracking me up. I waited till he really got a phone, because I still laughed, because I'm like, he really was on the phone.
And he was really shocked.
He was really shocked. He was like, they really outside over here. He said, yeah, she got me in the hood, because they outside over here playing dominoes outside. He was like, why the fuck they done go outside? In my head, I'm like.
They was on the porch or where they was at?
They was like right there on the street. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, like, I think we're going to Lego or something. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, the way the house is made.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. This man, because he be, he be cracking up at me because I buy great value. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she will.
You know, and I don't play no games. So I'm a bargain shopper, and I would tell him, like, I said, we from the hood. We have to make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, all of my vegan stuff is not, they don't have great value.
Yeah.
So when I went vegan, I had to start buying name brand. But I still mix in some of my great value shit.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? When I buy vegan stuff, I have to nail with the expensive shit.
Yeah.
Have to buy, you know what I'm saying? But his ass, he don't buy no great value stuff. Like, he's so fucking like, he goes to H-E-B.
And you know what I'm saying?
Like, he's bougie.
I didn't realize I liked H-E-B until I had to run in there before I went to work. And I was like, let me go in here. And I was just, because I love big stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I love big gas stations. And I'm like, wow. I can understand why you shop at H-E-B.
Yeah. So he's bougie. And I'm the one where it's like, no, babe, we can save money. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can, you know, it's the same, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like both, and I just be cracking up that I'm like, I really have a bougie ass nigga.
Yeah.
And I'm up here like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're just very frugal.
I'm very frugal.
Yeah.
You know frugal, what I'm saying? Yeah. But, girl, there's just a random, I'm like, this nigga really.
I always think about you when I'm shopping. I was like, Charleston will get this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would just get this, you know what I'm saying?
I don't hear your voice saying, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing, mm-hmm. bitch. They made the same warehouse.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So I do. So, yeah.
That's cute.
But so his bougie ass was talking. Yeah, I was like, and I look, because what's so crazy, that if you would call me a few years ago, like, I'm like, my nigga gotta be from the hood. And I, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely. Remember how I was? And the fact that, like, I'm so happy that I don't have nobody from the hood.
Remember, boy, before you got a relationship, what you call the one you said he come from, a two-parent household?
Mm-hmm.
The bougie
mm-hmm.
one? Yeah, you mm-hmm. was like, I can't. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I cannot.
Yeah. The mm-hmm. fact, like, yeah, he was bougie, too.
Yeah.
But you know, he's wearing red bottoms.
I said, you just kept saying, I can't.
And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but what's so crazy, I'm more, because I've been talking to hood niggas, but the main ones that I really be want to connect with is the ones who not from the hood.
Yeah.
They, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah, it worked out for you, my girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, what is your song of the week?
My song of the week is How Does It Feel by D'Angelo. I love the way D'Angelo sings it, but baby, Mac Royals, did you hear him?
Baby, yes, man, I hate they kicked him off.
They kicked him off?
Yes, they voted him off. Why? And I think it was the last three, and he was the one that...
Why did they get him off?
Because thereby he didn't get enough votes, and I felt that he was the best singer... Excuse me, on the four or the voice or whatever
voice.
And I knew because he was black, I know he wasn't gonna get that many votes. Yeah. I felt it. And he was the best out of all three.
And when he said that, when he said, have it your way, I never knew what the fuck D'Angelo was saying. But when I watched Mac Royals sing it, and I was like, is that what he said?
Because everybody, most of the world got introduced him off Terrell's show.
And speaking of Terrell, let me say this. Did you realize that they have a game show now that say guess the beat, the tune? And so they be like, I can guess the tune in 10 seconds. They're like, I can guess the tune in 8 seconds. I said, they got there from fucking Terrell. But then it made into a big show. Mm. Like, I know you fucking lying.
Wow.
But it's like, I can guess the tune in how many seconds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a big show like the Shazam show. Like,
yeah,
the
I didn't. Wow.
Like, they stole it from Terrell.
I'm glad that now he got that card game, though. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, so I hope that really, you know what I'm saying, takes off.
I was so mad. Like, I said,
sold
what?
Out. Yeah,
I said, what?
They always stealing from their content creators and with the big brands, and they put that money behind it.
They just put their own spin
mm-hmm.
on it.
That's mm-hmm. fucked up. Anyways.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your...
My quote of the week is, faith is not believing that God can, it's knowing that he will.
Amen.
Let me repeat
that
again.
I was talking about that earlier today.
Faith is not believing that God can, it's knowing that he will.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you say that I have faith... It's not, I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying? I just believe that I know for sure. Faith is, I know for sure that I'm going to get out of this because God is with me. Mm-hmm. I know for sure that whatever, you know, situation I'm in, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I always say that I be in the calm part of a storm. And the only reason in that calm part of that storm is God surrounding me and holding me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main reason that, you know what I'm saying, throughout whatever I'm going through, that's the main reason I still, you know what I'm saying, keep a smile on my face.
Absolutely.
And I still keep joy in, you know
heart.
What I'm saying, I don't care if I'm mm-hmm. broke, if I am sick, if I'm, you know what I'm saying, if whatever it is, it's the main reason I stay, you know what I'm saying, in my happy place
yeah.
because I know for sure
mm-hmm.
that God will.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People always be like, why are you still, you know what I'm saying, you going through that? I ain't never know you was going through that. Because, bitch, I know that I'm getting out of this.
Yeah.
Girl, do you know who my father is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to go to church every day. I ain't got to read all the scriptures. I ain't got to read the Bible.
And,
but because my faith is so strong, I don't play with him at all. But anyway, Silly Squad, we're going to go ahead and leave y'all. You know what I'm saying? Please go ahead and subscribe and all that. But we out.